Episode 46.
Yeah, 46, baby.
Jake's podcast.
Birthday.
Jake's podcast birthday. I don't know why I said it like that.
Oh, man.
Stop that.
It's my birthday song.
That's the song you picked?
Yeah, it's a birthday song. I just want to bang on my drum all day.
That's not even a birthday song. You need a birthday song.
It's a celebration.
No, like a birthday song where it acknowledges that there's a birthday going. That's stupid.
That's not stupid. I bet you have some dumbass shit picked out that you're about to play.
This is the birthday song you should have had.
Is it birthday song?
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Stupid shit.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss.
Stupid recurring bit that you're going to keep doing.
Well, I mean, it's a good birthday song.
It's not a birthday song at all.
Yeah, because you want to know what? On your birthday, you could do it.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss, just do it.
She's just saying do it.
Do what?
Do it.
Do it on your birthday.
Yeah, what? Get my pussy licked on my birthday?
Do it now, lick it good.
Yes.
Just stop it. So, dude.
All right. Anyways.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. How old are you?
27.
You're turning 27.
Turned 27.
Wow. Yeah. How does it feel?
Feels like nothing. It doesn't feel any different.
It's a weird birthday, right?
It is.
It's like an irrelevant age.
It is. That's the biggest word you've ever used.
No.
It is. Yeah. It is an irrelevant age.
I've used some bigger words.
There's no need for it. It's like you hit 21 is like the last one that's cool.
Yep.
After that, it's like, what? Don't you be like 25 to run a car?
25 is pretty cool. It's quarter of a century.
Just like renting cars.
Yeah, renting cars.
Some shit. I don't know. Something like that. And then 30 is like the big 3-0.
Yeah, but I heard, you want to know what I heard? I heard the best years of your life are in your 30s. 30s through your 40s.
Well, you probably know yourself enough and you're still young enough to do stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably,
I don't know.
That's my guess of why it's best.
So,
I miss being young.
Quick shout out to our sponsors, Ray's Energy Drink. Thank you so much. And Jake's favorite sponsor that he likes to say. It gets so annoying. Clutch Charger.
The world's thinnest portable charger. Check them out at clutchcharger.com and check out Ray's Energy at Ray's Energy on Instagram. You'll be seeing shortly, I'll be in some of their videos on their Instagram for some of their funny content.
Yep.
So that'd be fun.
I had one full Ray's energy drink like a week ago, and I was fucking wired.
Off the wall.
I was just like
punching his steering wheel, like freaking out.
I was like, dude, I gotta go for a run. Fuck this mic. I have to go for a run.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost did. Anyways, so what's the best birthday you've ever had, you think?
Best birthday I ever had was my 17th.
My 21st birthday, I went to
fuck you.
I went to Steak and Shake. Right. Ooh. Right here in Oviedo.
Oh, dude, that sounds lit.
I got
fucking sick,
I was shit faced.
Good for you.
I was shit faced.
21st.
Let the story play out. I was shit faced drunk, right? And you know the bottles of ketchup you have like this, so you can squeeze it. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I took a full bottle of ketchup and just squeezed it.
Squeezed it.
I do that again.
That was you squeezing the ketchup. You gotta squeeze the ketchup bottle.
I just squeezed it.
Squeeze the ketchup bottle.
I went.
You squeezed the bottle.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Me either.
And it went all the way through to the roof of Steak and Shake, and we had to leave.
You just walked. I can just see you drunk, just going.
I squeezed it just like, and it went to the roof, and then all my friends were like, "Yo, what the fuck?" And we had to leave immediately.
Did they yell at you guys?
God, they were screaming at us as we went out the front door. How could you? The manager came. I was like, "What the fuck's your problem? Go ever come here again?" We didn't go for like 4 years.
Have you been back?
No, not inside.
Not inside. How have we been to Steak and Shake?
Yeah, and it was a Steak and Shake in Orlando.
All right. Well, my favorite one was my
second favorite
fuck
one
you,
was.
Dude. All right, I'm pretty sure it was my 16th or 17th birthday.
Okay,
I can't remember
what happened?
I had all you can eat taco
that sounds
and
about
Colombian
right.
hot dog fest in my. For real. I won. I just kept eating them, and I won it. And I went out, and I drank malt liquor at my brother's friend's house.
Malt
and then
liquor.
Smoked weed. Came home, and it was like he lived like in the neighborhood, but on the other side. So we're walking home. I'm just going, trash can tipping. I'm just kicking and punching trash cans as I'm walking down the street.
You told me about that one time.
And then went home and proceeded to throw up everywhere.
Ugh.
And just got the spins. I woke up. I don't remember, but I apparently woke up in the middle of night like aggressively, and my friends looked at me and I just spit in one of their faces.
Ugh.
And then ran to the bathroom and just started yakking for like
an
hour.
Disgusting, dude.
Yeah, dude, I had the spins. It was awful.
When's the last time you've been drunk, like shit face drunk?
Shit, bro, it's been at least almost 2 years
since you've been shit face drunk.
Yeah,
damn, dude,
since we used to. That was the last time I drank a lot.
We used to go out
a
lot.
We didn't even go as hard as I used to go.
Man, we used to go fucking downtown like every fucking weekend, bro.
Yeah, why are you whispering into the mic?
I'm not. I'm preparing something right now.
You're preparing what?
Call to Denny's.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
No routes found.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means you suck, Joe. Are you going to call and get a, reservation for my birthday?
We're going to call Denny's and get a reservation. This guy.
Hey, for my birthday!
Stupid as fucking.
It's a fucking.
No routes found.
Why are you calling?
What does no routes found? What does that even mean?
It means your phone sucks and they don't like you, dude. That's what it is. I'm going to call the right Denny's. I don't know. What Denny's did you call?
Hold on.
Did you call the one in Castleberry?
388.
I'm calling 407.
No routes found.
Yeah. Ain't that weird? What does that even mean?
It is weird.
Oh, dude. Jay, yo. Hey, time out, dude.
Yo, Vinny, we're on the phone and on the podcast.
Who are you calling?
Dude.
Denny's?
Yeah, I'm calling.
Let me get it.
Why? Oh, you're
going to do it second.
Yeah, the podcast is going right now.
Chill, dude. We're on the podcast.
You're ruining it, dude.
Thank you for calling Denny's on the Faya. This is Terry. How may I serve you?
Hey, Terry. I was wondering if I can get a. I need to do like a. My friend's having a birthday. It's Jake's 27th birthday, and I need to order some food for him. Can I go? Can I do that?
Yeah, you can, or you can go on the Denny's app and order it as well.
I would rather order it through the phone because I don't have the knowledge to do it through the app.
Okay, well, so hold on. Stupid. Let me get somebody to take your order, okay? Hold on one second.
Okay.
You're going to place a fucking order?
Your brain hurts to come up with one now.
Did she hang up?
No, it went boop. She put you on hold.
No, she hung up.
No, she didn't hang up. It's right there.
Oh, she's right there.
You fucking dummy.
So, any Hoosers,
Oh, that was my roommate that walked in, by the way. And now we just have to sit here and do nothing until Joe gets someone on the phone.
No, we'll
just
talk.
Tell her. Why didn't you just do the prank with her?
I don't know. She's being weird, though.
Yeah, she's not being weird.
So
she's being a fucking Denny's waitress.
What other birthdays did you have where it was just like, oh my gosh, this is
my 21st. I had 21 shots.
You had 21 shots?
Yeah, it was throughout the whole night. And it was at these college bars, so one shot is like this watered down, sugar filled deliciousness that doesn't really get you fucked up. So I'm just downing them.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah, I threw up everywhere. All over the side of my friend's car.
What is the beeping noise?
The beeping noise is you being on hold. Have you never been on hold before?
I'm always on hold.
How the fuck? I'm always holding, bro. Always keep that motherfucking thing on me.
Damn, we're gonna have to edit this.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna edit it for the content, but I think we're fine here.
Yeah, we're fine here.
We're talking.
Anyways,
we'll just go a little longer. Well, what about you? Have you? What was another one of your birthday nights? You fuck.
My 16th birthday, I had one full beer and I was 16th
birthday.
Up.
Oh damn, that was in like third grade. You were getting drunk in third grade.
I was in the fourth grade. Yeah, dude, it was fucking wild.
You're getting wasted 16th birthday party. Was it with Dan? Were you tight with Dan back then?
It was with another friend named Dan.
Another friend named
Dan? I got shit-faced drunk on Dan's 21st birthday. We went downtown, and man, I had like 5 fireballs, and I thought I was making out with a girl, but it was a guy.
Oh, you got, son?
Well, I don't really remember it.
I got too, bro.
Yeah, it was weird.
I got hard, and I blame Vinny Santino for it.
Yeah, that piece of shit.
Yeah, that fucking moved to Chicago after he gets Jake to hook up with a dude on accident.
Yeah.
Well, he was on purpose. She danced on me. She kissed me, or I thought it was a girl.
So you fucking made out with a guy.
Yeah, straight up. Like, there's no and if or buts about it. I had no, like, either a micro penis or the best tuck job or surgery.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was super short shorts, and she just, it was a darker, like, area. She started dancing on me, immediately turn around, start making out, and I walk away to, like, get, like, a drink.
Yeah.
And Vinny's like, hey, I've got to go, but you should definitely keep going with that girl. She's really into you.
Oh, Jesus.
I go back. She's making out with another guy, and there's people filming her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Really?
What the fuck,
and
dude?
Then I'm like, why are you guys filming this girl? And they're like, yo, that's a fucking dude. And then, like, world
Jesus
flipped on
almighty,
its head, and
dude.
I noticed. I was like, damn, that's like, god damn it, that's a fucking
wow.
dude.
Did you get a boner?
No, actually.
Don't fucking lie to me, Jake.
I probably did if she was dancing on me. I was drunk.
Wow, dude. Wow. All
right. Prank call, take two, because Joe fucking sucks.
I'm calling just, a different Denny's.
Just ask them.
Yeah, I will. Let me put you on hold. Just fucking, you know.
She knew she was going to get someone to take the order.
I know. I was 3 minutes, 30 seconds. She couldn't get one person. That's how long I was holding for.
Why don't you just call the same place back and do it to them?
It's your birthday after all.
Fucking goddamn it.
It's your birthday after all.
I hate you.
It's 6:45. Who goes to fucking Denny's at 6:45?
I don't know. And people on their birthdays trying to get free shit.
That's you trying to get some free shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Just call back the one that fucking answered.
This is unbelievable. You believe this right now?
I do believe it. Yeah. Because it's a fucking prank call. A lot of times they don't answer, man.
Sorry.
This is why radio people have people call in.
Yeah.
And pretend to do shit.
Denny's, let me serve you.
Hey, is this Denny's?
Yes.
Hey, it's my friend's birthday, Jake, and I'm trying to get him some food for his birthday.
Okay.
Okay, so I need to place a pretty big order. You guys got cakes there?
We just have pies.
Pies, that's perfect. He's a rather large, fat ass, so I'm trying to celebrate that. And can I place, I need to get 56 pies, if that's possible.
We do not have 56 pies. Sweetheart.
What's the most pies you can give me?
Like two or three.
Two or three pies? That's preposterous. I need like 10 pies at least. Chocolate with gummy worms in it. Maybe some sugar ants. Have you ever heard of those?
No, we don't have that here.
You don't have sugar ants? I just made that up.
They do in one of the restaurants, but we do not have that here.
God damn, you sound sexy as fuck.
What the fuck?
I really am busy at this moment. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, you still sound sexy.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye. Well, that call went weird.
Yeah, what the fuck is your problem?
I don't know.
Said, bullshit, hey. They only have two to three pies. You're a fucking asshole. Oh, man.
I need 56 pies.
That's a fucked up thing. Let me call back. I'm apologizing.
Call him back.
Apologize. I'm going to apologize. That's fucked up, dude.
Yep. Call him back.
That's real messed up.
I'm sorry about that.
Did you remember her name?
No. Chantel?
Did she say her name?
Something weird.
I think Chantel.
I don't know. If she doesn't answer, we're going to...
I'm looking. If she doesn't answer, then she's smart.
Yeah, true.
Looks like caller ID is like.
So she answers. Fuck. You just say, "Hey, that was sorry. That was my stupid friend Joe."
Yeah.
Couple jokes podcast.
Plug it. Like, we're gonna need actually like 60 pies. Going all out, baby.
Oh man, we know we'll put it out part one, part two, like separate days.
You think so?
I think it'd be funny. We just gotta get.
I like how we're talking about.
I would say
content creation.
I would say hang up and give it like 10 minutes, and we'll call them back so they'll have to answer.
True.
And then we'll just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll give it like one more second. Hang up, baby. Yeah. All right. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck the calls, bro.
Okay, so anyways.
Fuck the calls. Joe sucks at prank calls. I'm better.
Anyways, back to, dude, you were on the joke off on Sunday.
I joked off hard as fuck, dude.
Oh.
It was nice. I went up against Smith Shaw.
Fuck that cunt.
What? I went up against Shaw Smith and I lost. The way it works is you get a random topic in you and you have a minute to make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best three out of five.
Mm-hmm.
And we each won twice and it was the tiebreaker round and I lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun though. We had
it was good. I think
Twitter, gin, all kinds of
I think it's
shit.
Better when it goes like five rounds because it's like more exciting and more you get to see.
It's way more fun because that means it's like you have to actually try. Mm-hmm. If it's just like a shutout, it's like, all right, it's boring as fuck. But it went back and forth.
And
it was a fun round.
For those people that don't know what a joke off is, so
I just explained it.
No, like a random topic. So say me and Jake are on the joke off and the host will ask an audience member, hey, what's your favorite sport? And they'll say baseball. So you have a minute to rant on baseball and then I have a minute to rant on baseball. And the funniest rant, like
determined by audience vote, wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking if your roommate comes out.
Now I got to beat that.
Yeah, sorry. All right, 13:55.
All right, you're good. Well, what are you gonna do?
If your stupid roommate ever comes out, we'll ask him for a topic, and we could do a rant round right there
last week.
Yeah, but it was
sucked.
Stupid because the guy.
Yeah, because I won.
No, because the stupid jackass at the fucking gas station was like, "Yeah, statistics."
Yeah, and you were like, "Oh, I'm not good at most things," and then
you
fucking
did the scratch
lost.
Offs. And speaking of scratch offs, I got you. Well, I got me a birthday scratch off for me for your birthday.
Thanks,
let's do it.
Man. I appreciate that. God, you're gonna fucking lose.
Don't.
I can't wait.
No, I'm not.
You scratch off. You know, if you do that, it almost looks like you're jerking off that scratch off.
Oh yeah, dude. Speaking of that.
Oh, don't speak of it. It's a secret.
Oh, we don't want to release the video yet?
Shh. On the DL.
Okay, cool.
Just know Joe jerks off the scratch offs, bro.
Yeah, all the time, dude. Mm-hmm. Any Hoosiers.
With older men.
So, oh shit, bro.
What?
Black History Month, 3 weeks.
Why is that so funny?
Because yeah, you're expecting me to say something else.
Yeah, I was expecting you to plug the show I'm on. Instead, you're like, "What's the? That's just the complete opposite."
I was thinking, I was like, "What's the stupidest thing you say?" Okay, no.
Yeah, all right. That's not stupid.
No, that's cool.
That's cool.
Well, shout out to all the black people we know right now.
Yeah.
Just off top of your head, Chris Renoir, Jeff Wright, Sean Philippe, Ken Miller,
David Jolly, Annie. Annie's black.
He's half black.
Trent Nelson. He's half.
Trent Nelson's half black.
Uh huh. What about that comic you?
Fuck.
That comic you did
just
a feature
shit myself.
With.
Oh, JJ Curry. He's black.
Yeah, he was good.
Oh man, so many black people I cannot think of right now. Fucking shit.
Monique.
My girl Monique. She's cool as fuck.
She was actually funny. I wish she fucking still lived there.
Yeah,
she moved to Vegas.
Shout out to all the black people. Black History Month celebrating. It's an awesome month. What else? What's also in February? Black History Month, All Star
Valentine's Day,
Valentine's
bro.
Day, dude. Black History Month.
You say All Star Weekend?
All Star Weekend. For, no. Yeah. Black 28 days. It's a short month.
Yep.
What
leap
else?
Year.
February. You know how you spell? You know? I didn't know you spell February. F E B R. I thought it was F E B U A R Y. February. Moving on. Episode 46. Popping off the chain.
Do I have to say anything?
No, you don't.
Well, you know, I didn't know how to spell, and you can insert any word.
Yeah, I know. Anyways. So,
all right, so fuck you. Let me just talk about the important stuff.
Talk about Mark Norman show.
All right,
this
yeah,
tomorrow.
All right, so tomorrow. Check it out. This Thursday coming up, if you're in the Orlando area, we have Mark Norman coming to town. If you know who that is, he's one of the funniest comedians out right now. He's killing it. He's been on Conan, Kimmel, all the good shit. He's been on the Joe Rogan Experience. This Thursday at Sound Bar, there's a ticket link is in Jake Ricca's bio on Instagram. Only $12.
Got a winner.
It's a fuck. You got a winner?
Yeah, I got a winner.
Wow. Fuck yeah. That's dope. It's because we're talking about the Norman show.
Yep.
It's my birthday. I'm doing a good show. You're dumb and you're doing a scratch off. It's perfect. Stars aligned. But yeah, check that out. It's definitely a show worth going to. It's only fucking $12,
dude,
which
right,
is
so,
a steal.
Yeah, so if you want to go to the show, DM Jake at his Instagram. What's your personal Instagram? Say it slowly.
At Jake Ricca. JAKERICCA.
JAKE. RICCA. Send him a message, or you could send us a message on Cup of Jokes Official if you want. That's Cup of Jokes Official.
God damn it.
Instagram. DM us. DM us anytime you want. If you want to just talk to us,
yeah.
DM
us. If you got a topic you think we should talk about,
shoot
us a DM.
Yeah, or if you just, you know, if you're thinking.
Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, if you're thinking about killing yourself, don't do it. Just DM us. We'll talk you out of it. Yeah. I think you should call back to Denny's now and make that order.
You think so?
Yeah,
you think they'll answer?
It's been like 7 minutes. They have to answer.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, they should.
If they know that it's fucking jackass calling, they don't have to answer shit.
Fuck them. They'll answer.
They won't answer.
I think she'll answer.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are we going to do if they don't? You're going to keep scratching?
Hey, sorry. My friend called
scratch off while you can right now.
My friend called like 5 minutes ago.
Do that shit while we're here. How much can you win with that?
The minimum I won right now is $20. Because it's $20 scratch off.
No, that could be a dollar.
No, it's not. I know how to. You know who you're talking to?
Yeah, a fucking addict.
Yeah, exactly.
Delusional when it comes to scratch offs. Okay, you lost that one. And you lost that one. And you lost that one. And you're going to lose another one. Yep. And you're going to win this one. And
nope, nothing yet.
Yep, you suck.
I'm talking shit, dude.
I was cheering you on. I was guessing which ones you would win.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, sick.
Ring is full. Enter the remote access code.
Motherfuck. We're wasting our time here.
How they not answer? I don't understand.
Because they know. And you had a shitty prank call, and it turned into you hitting on her.
Well, I told her she's sexy as fuck.
Yeah, that's a weird way to hit on someone, but it's hitting on someone.
Should I call the McDonald's?
No, I tried to connect you.
You can just stop calling. What is that? Why am I? What is this?
You said you're a better prank caller than me. Prove it. Right,
I 100% am.
Okay, let's do it.
Was it McDonald's?
I don't. Yeah.
It is.
I guess they're gonna answer,
dude.
They're gonna answer.
They're not gonna fucking answer. There's no way. They're always so slammed. It's just turning into a podcast of us doing prank calls.
What
is that? And half of them, they don't answer.
That's true.
And we just ramble and yell at each other. And I call you fat, and you call me stupid.
Fuck you.
All right, let's see what the winner is.
Thank you for calling McDonald's office.
Leave a message.
Serves as a valuable reminder that customers are our number one priority.
Yes.
Please leave the location you visited, your name, and phone number, along with a brief description of your experience.
Say, I visited the one on 434. The girl sucked my dick in the bathroom.
Nope. Do my own.
All right, do your own, whatever.
Hi, yeah, my name is Joe, and it's my birthday today. And my birthday. Fuck. Ah, I'm sorry. I went there last night. I was a little drunk, and we were celebrating, and the ice cream machine was out, and my butt was real sore. I was going to put the ice cream in my butt. But instead of doing that, I had to use an apple pie, and it was real, real hot. And it's still up there, and now I got to go to the doctor, and I don't know how to handle myself. So would you give me a call back? Yeah, you got my number. It's fuck, damn it, this is a bad one.
He bombed.
I bombed.
You're gonna give my real. You're gonna give my real number.
No,
I can't believe you just did that.
What?
You just fucking. You were gonna give my real number?
No.
Don't lie to me.
No.
No round.
You're trying to call Denny's again?
No route found. Oh, dude.
What?
Chicago.
Chicago. What's that?
We're going there in 7 days.
We're going to Chicago in 7 days?
Yeah, you dumb
fuck.
Where have you been?
Holy shit, Annie.
We're going to Chicago 7 days, everybody. It's going to be fun, exciting. Man, we're going to podcast live from Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to go flick the bean, bro.
Wait a second. So we're supposed to podcast next week.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to... Oh, we should make an announcement and do it Thursday instead.
In Chicago? Like Thursday night?
Yeah.
Or Friday? Or we'll be there Sunday, too.
You want to podcast...
One more time.
Should we do next week podcast here normal time, and then the following week podcast early?
I think, honestly...
Or record on Sunday and then just post normal
time. Honestly, I think if you lose 30 pounds, then... Sorry. Sorry. All right, stop. You're making me laugh. It hurts. Stop. All right.
That's so fucking funny, Joe.
Oh, man. I can't believe I only won $20.
I do. How much did you spend on that?
$20.
Yeah, so you didn't win shit.
I didn't lose anything.
Yeah, but you didn't win anything.
What else do we have to talk
about? You know what you lost? My respect.
No.
And you lost time. And I don't even want to be friends with you anymore.
Fuck off.